It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Jen Shelton. Today in the news, employees of the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium in Sitka have threatened to organize following a recent rollback of their benefits. Over 150 staff members, including doctors, nurses, and technicians, signed a letter on February 15th protesting unilateral changes to Search's paid leave policy. The conflict flared after the organization, which serves communities around Southeast Alaska, announced it was increasing base pay for employees earning less than $25 an hour. KCAW's Meredith Reddick reports.
The February 15 letter addressed to Search Administration was prompted by changes the healthcare nonprofit made to its leave policy that resulted in reduced paid time off for most employees. In an email to staff, Search said the new system would, quote, allow us to better support new hires, ensuring equitable PTO distribution across our team. Although the changes varied based on role and years with the organization, some employees lost about a third of their total paid time off. Primary care physician Bob Hunter, who signed the letter, has worked as a doctor in Sitka since 1980. Under the new policy, he lost more than 3 weeks of annual leave.
My initial concern was that I found out one day that I was having 3 weeks of my personal leave cut for each year. My other concern, though, is about younger employees, new hires, and other workers at Search and the effect that PTO changes were having on them.
One technician who also signed the letter and asked to remain anonymous has worked for Search for more than a decade. He lost more than 2 weeks of leave under the new policy, and he says it's not just about vacation.
If we get COVID and you need to take extended sick leave or the days when you would take time to go subsistence fishing or hunting or anything like that.
In their letter to the Search Administration, employees called the reduction a breach of trust. The letter also indicated that the group was prepared to unionize if needed, writing, quote, "We are prepared to organize and act collectively to ensure our working conditions reflect the respect and integrity we deserve." If the group does decide to unionize, they will be joining a growing trend among healthcare workers. The change in Search's leave policy came at about the same time that the organization publicly announced it was raising its minimum pay. The February 7 public announcement says, quote, "As part of our ongoing efforts to enhance the overall compensation structure, Search is proud to announce a new $25 an hour minimum salary for all direct hire employees." It goes on to state that the pay increase is part of a strategic goal to, quote, "become the employer of choice." That message may not land with existing staff. Search's top executives draw huge pay. Based on IRS documents, CEO Chuck Clement alone earned $2.4 million in 2022. That's about $1.5 million more than the next highest salaried administrator. Dr. Hunter says he and other letter signers met with Search leadership after sending their letter and that his personal concerns have been addressed, but he's still concerned for other employees.
I still have concerns about the effect on people who have been here a couple years, people that hope to stay and have a long career here, and previously had expectations to have more PTO than they're going to have.
The technician, who lost over 2 weeks of leave, says he sees the new policy as part of a pattern of decisions from Search that have negatively affected employees.
Being able to donate leave to coworkers if they have a crisis where they no longer have the annual leave to cover them, you used to be able to do that for them rather than them needing to use leave without pay. Search used to have a daycare that was primarily used by employees and then also the community itself after that.
Hunter says he hopes for better communication with Search moving forward for the sake of employees and patients.
I'm hoping for better communication between the employees and the and the administration, and that we have more input when decisions are made that affect us and affect our patients, which is really what it's all about.
In response to a request for comment from KCAW, Search Representative Lindsay Schaefer wrote, quote, to better ensure and support a fair and equitable PTO accrual schedule across all positions, Search recently updated the paid time off policy. This update considers the market dynamics, including the cost of living for Southeast Alaska, as well as insights and feedback from our existing employees. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.
That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Jen Shelton. We had reporting today by KCAW's Meredith Reddick. You can find this story and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan at 102.3 and translator K220, BK Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.